listening to the Do Shit, Get Shit Done podcast with Lee Bridges, your regular accountability buddy and kick up the butt. So get ready to get shit done.
Yes, let's go. Welcome back to the Do Shit, Get Shit Done podcast with me, your boy, Lee Bridges. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Yes, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results. AKA, do what you've always done, get what you've always got. I have a dear friend who I want to talk about today because he was one of the reasons that I started to take control of my life. I actually used to live with him and two other guys a couple of years after I'd finished uni while I was bumbling about and being an idiot. I'd recently split up with a long-term girlfriend and I needed a place to crash. He did me a mate-ish solid and suggested that I stay on their couch until I got my shit sorted. I ended up living with them for 2 years. Thanks, buddy. My room transformed twice a day between bedroom for me and living room for them. I found it really hard to relax at night, because if I was tired, I had to stay up until they'd gone to bed. It was their living room, after all. Anyway, my friend hardly ever hung out with us. At the time, I thought he was missing out. I mean, we seshed Mario Kart and smoked weed and ate junk food. We laughed a bunch while it was happening, but I always woke up feeling like crap. No plans, no goals, no nothing. I wish I knew then what I know now. But the reason he wasn't hanging in the living room was that he was always in his room. And at the time, we had no idea what he was doing. But it turns out he was running his game. I just thought he was wasting his 20s while we were all having fun. I mean, he missed out on filling up condoms with aerosol and exploding them. He missed out on cooking a confectionery lasagna made of 8 different types of chocolate. He missed out on making a stitch-up profile on a swingers website for one of our other mates. Here's the clincher though. He has all the time in the world to do that shit now if he wants to, because he spent his time wisely getting boss at his craft. He got so good, in fact, at what he does that he now works super high up for one of the fastest growing companies in the UK. He did shit and he got shit done. He realised early on that you get out what you put in, and the guy most certainly put in. I mean, I know he didn't come up with this quote, but he sure as hell says it all the time. Do what you've always done, get what you've always got. You want to change for the better, but you don't change your bad habits, then it ain't going to happen. You want to be a professional or a master at something, but you spend your days doing sweet FA to get there, then it ain't going to happen either. You got to make a change and believe in yourself enough to take the risks that nobody else will. You only got stuck in the rut because you didn't move out of the rut. You dig? You always wear ill-fitting clothes because you always wear ill-fitting clothes. You always watch crappy Netflix shows because you always watch crappy Netflix shows. You always smoke because you always smoke. I want you to think of the first thing that comes to mind when I ask you the following question, and I guarantee that the thing that you think about will be something completely outside of your usual comfort zone. Something different. So here's the question. What was the best day of your life? Most of you will have had a couple of things to choose from. It might be marrying your true love, or going travelling, or getting your first big commission, or quitting drugs, or whatever. Notice it? The best day of your life was different from all the others, but you did it. You made that day happen because of your actions and persistence. Even something as minuscule as booking a holiday. You got to check different charters, take time off work, get a dog sitter, save money to spend while you're out there, etc. But you did it. You made it happen. Go you. Imagine what else you can do. That time that you pulled it all together, that was you, and you can do that every day. A few years ago, if you'd have asked me the same question, I'd have given a similar answer. Now, I have so many monumentally awesome days that I just love the years. I can't pick one thing out. There's too many. Even today, as I'm recording this, today's been friggin' awesome. So was yesterday, and the same for tomorrow, because I choose it to be. It's all me. When my days are shitty, me. When I moan, me. When my relationships are rubbish, me. Anyways, back to the point. Do what you've always done, get what you've always got. If it didn't work in the past, it probably ain't going to work in the future. If you eat too much crap every day, then you're going to get fat and unhealthy. If you run a business without prospecting, then you ain't got no pipeline. If you go to the gym once a week, you're going to get once a week results. You smoke only 2 a day. Well, you smoke 2 a day. It's a reality. If you aren't willing to stop acting like a victim, you ain't going to get anywhere worth going. You'll do what I did and get what I got and go round and round in circles blaming everyone else and everything else. And guess what? You'll end up exactly the same place that you were before, but you'll be older. It's all about the transition. Your body is changing daily, moment to moment, and you have the opportunity to make that change positive or negative. Those are your options. Not changing at all, that's actually negative. Having a negative change and learning from it, that's positive. But once again, it's all you. You should have already started making this change, and if you're this far into the podcast, then you must have. But now you've got new problems, right? Your partner might be holding you back now, or you've had the realization you need to quit your job to pursue your true calling, but you've got kids or something like that and you're scared about the lack of a safety net from going self-employed, or you can't work out how to find the time to start your exciting new venture. Fact is though, problems are awesome. You've just been told differently your whole life. Even thinking of the word problem probably makes you feel anxious or worried. Just me saying the word problem may have got your subconscious to start worrying about some of the problems you currently have. You have to remember duality though. Up needs down as a reference, hot needs cold as a reference, drummers need actual musicians as a reference. Here. What does a problem have as a reference? A solution, of course, you silly goose, and a solution is employable. A solution is a game changer. A solution is your chance to get out. Think about it. Your car breaks down. You want to sit there waiting or you want a solution? You get ill. You want to stay ill or you want a solution? Your job sucks. You want to stay working and hating it or you want a way out? All the amazing people in the world understand that a solution is an opportunity. Without the problem, you ain't got nothing to solve. And if you ain't got nothing to solve, then what's the point? You're about to cuss me, but the following is an inescapable but entirely hard to swallow truth. You have to admit that if your life is shit, then it's all your fault. I know it's hard, and I know that you're really angry at me right now, but I'm not willing to lie to you. Your parents should have told you this, and their parents should have told them this. Everything is you. And if you're living the same life, or you answer the question, how's it going, with something like, same shit, different day, or, not too bad, thanks, then you are nowhere near your full potential. I spent a long time taking the piss out of those people that seem overly confident or overly happy or overly positive. I used to think they were faking it. And some are, 100%. But mostly I was wrong. If you can't be happy for other people's success, it's because you have no idea what they went through to get where they are, and you've also got no purpose. I just checked again, and over 72% of the billionaires in the world are self-made. That means they weren't born into it. Instead, they were born with shit all, just like you and me. I was blown away the first time I heard this. I just figured all rich people in the world were born from rich parents and the money got passed down. Over two-thirds of them just worked their butts off and made it happen. And that's just billionaires. A colossal 90% of millionaires are self-made. Fucking awesome. If they'd done what they'd always done, they'd have got what their parents got. They had to make a change. They had to make a commitment to themselves to take massive action and jump outside their comfort zone. Like I mentioned before, you cannot do any of the things I've been talking about, and definitely you won't be able to do the stuff I've got coming for you if you aren't ready to admit to yourself that you have to make some big changes. If you're not there yet, then come back when you are, but trust me on this because I've lived it firsthand. If you do walk away, you will get fed up again at some point and you will have wasted that extra time not doing anything about your situation. So do this now. Make this commitment and make it to yourself because time won't wait. But if you are ready, then tell people. It feels embarrassing talking about stuff like this, and a lot of people won't have any interest or understanding of what you're talking about. But they are the same people that have settled. Standard life, average job, mediocre relationships. You know what I'm saying. Go big or go home. Maybe go massive or go passive. I know how cringy that sounded, by the way. But so what? I don't care anymore. Mate, I can't stress this enough. There are shed loads of us out there that won't laugh when you have these massive goals. You just don't know us yet. And we're doing way better than those people laughing at you for finally starting to break free and live your life. Can you remember a time when someone you know told you something that they were doing or going to do that was huge, like quitting their job and going rogue, or starting a new hobby, or taking on the world? Did you laugh? Did you feel jealous? If you're like me, then it was probably a bit of both. Be honest, a lot of the time you didn't want them to succeed because it makes your life seem double shit. Bet you didn't even think about the amount of courage and balls slash vagina it took for them to tell you about their crazy idea. You know that question? If you could have dinner with anyone, dead or alive, who would you choose? I guarantee you that nobody ever said Mandy from Tesco that stacks shelves for her whole life, or Kenny from the KFC on North Street. You want to have dinner with someone that owned their life, someone who went all out and created a legacy. I want to leave a legacy. I don't want to be forgotten. And you know why? Because people who leave a legacy did something with their lives. They smashed it out of the park when everyone else told them they couldn't. They went against the grain, as hard as that is to do, and believed in themselves and didn't take no for an answer. You think for 1 minute there's some crazy motherfucker like Mike Tyson gave up after the first fist to the face? You think that Michael Jordan gave up when he missed his first hoop? You think Mother Fudging Teresa gave up because there were too many ill people? Come the hell on. I want to leave a legacy after I'm gone, and I want to run my game while I'm here, and I know you do too. Everybody does. So stop fighting it and let's do this. Remember, do what you've always done, get what you've always got. Your actions really are everything. Simplified. If you do nothing, you get nothing. If you want to change your life, you've got to be a little bit brave. But with bravery comes courage, and we all have it in us. And with time and practice, we can all strengthen it, just like a muscle. So what's one thing that you know that you need to do, but you keep putting off? Something outside your comfort zone that could give you another one of those best days of your life memories. Have a think. That's all for today, legend. Keep doing your thing. You got this. Remember to share, subscribe, review, and stay hydrated. You can grab a hard copy of Do Shit, Get Shit Done from Scamazon and check out the mailing list on leebridges.co.uk, where I give away free tips and advice every week. Peace.
You've been listening to the Do Shit, Get Shit Done podcast with Lee Bridges. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and review. And we also have a mailing list that offers regular life hacks and super helpful content. You can join it at leebridges.co.uk. See you next time.